Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
We're talking with Louis Arouse again. This is our third installment, Louis.
That's right.
Okay, why don't you introduce us and get us going here, give us an intro. We're doing a section of your favorite bookmarks on things related to...
creating ebooks.
Creating ebooks. And what is an ebook?
An ebook is just a regular book, but it's completely digital. You're able to create it on your computer, set it up so that way people can read it, and be able to also deliver it on the computer right through the internet.
How would being able to create ebooks and being able to deliver it, how does that benefit someone who's interested in creating and selling information products?
Okay, when you're creating a regular book, you have to pay for the printing, the typesetting, the actual delivery and shipment of the book, creating the art covers, all these things. These are all extra costs that go into creating an actual physical book. But the information is still the same. So why not instead deliver your product digitally to everyone that needs it out to the internet? And instead of having, you know, only national distribution or just in your own city, you have international distribution at the click of a mouse.
Are people making money selling ebooks?
Oh, definitely. A lot of people are making money selling ebooks.
Tell anyone some stories that you've read about people have had success with ebooks, and like how many people actually download these things?
People download these things by the millions. It all depends on your marketing, of course, and different things like that. However, if you go Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, they have their own ebook section. Even King even came out with a serial of ebooks. You got the first one for free, the first chapter, and if you like that ebook, then you pay subsequently for the rest of them to keep going on and find out the rest of the story. That's one way that was definitely a big success, and I forget how many people exactly downloaded it, but it was huge numbers.
You can actually put your ebook up on Amazon?
You can put your ebook up on Amazon. That's one way you can do it. Or you can even create your own website for it. There are also directories that feature just a whole bunch of ebooks that people can either download for free or buy. And that's another great use of ebooks, that you can give it away as a free offer. And it'll promote other services you do, or it'll promote other products, or even just your website.
All right, excellent. Let's go over some of these bookmarks and show us some of these websites which have some of these tools which will make this process simple for anyone who wants to do this.
Okay, first, let me just go over a couple of things before we do that so people get a little bit more background of what it is that we're talking about with as far as ebooks go. Because there's just so many things that people think that, oh, I'm not great enough, I don't know anything, I'm not able to create my own book, who am I, why is anybody going to listen to me? All these things, throw them right out the window. If you're listening to this right now, you have it inside you to be able to create your own ebook, print it online, distribute it, sell it, and make money. Even if you're totally brand new, even if you haven't had years of experience in any field before, you can still write about any topic as long as you're willing to research it. The number one place to research is Google. So we're going to go right now to Google Answers, answers.google.com. Now, we covered this in one of the other interviews that we did. However, I wanted to go a little bit more in depth that we didn't do last time. So with Google Answers, basically what it is that people ask questions of experts that Google has hired. And these experts, they search the internet to find the information that you need, or it's also from their own personal knowledge.
Anything you want to know.
Anything you want to know. If you go right there, the topics that they cover are arts and entertainment, business and money, computers, family and home, health, education, relationships and society, science, sports and recreation, and just miscellaneous stuff. Now, listening to some of those topics, I'm already coming up with a whole bunch of different ideas that you can create from those different things. Family and home, let's say. 101 ideas that you can use to clean your home, or cheap ways to be able to teach your child, inexpensive ways to teach your child new lessons. So many different things you can do. Here, what you can do is, many of the people have already asked the questions, and they've already been answered. You can browse through them, get the answers, and maybe get an idea to expand that into an entire book.
Exactly, and you're finding out what questions people have, and there's a good chance if someone has asked this question on Google's answers, there's a marketplace of thousands of other people who may want to know the answer to the same exact question.
That's right, and in a little while I'm also going to show you another resource that you can go right into that exact idea a lot more in depth.
So in a way, this Google questions and answers has written your book for you.
Basically. I mean, it's got, you a little bit of a kickoff. Do you want to go through some of these, or do you want
to... Why don't we go through one example? Let's say that I'm a business. Let's say I'm looking for an e-book to put together that I can market to my mailing list of people who have requested my free CD-ROM. And let's say I don't even want to sell it, but I'd like to put a nice e-book together just as a bonus and a thank you for people doing business with me. I'm going to go to Business and Money.
So now we're in Business and Money. So we can cover ideas for marketing, for advertising, accounting, consulting. There's more things like that. These are more if you want to be able to find different subjects that you can use.
Let's go advertising and marketing.
Okay, advertising and marketing.
What's the first one you see?
Advertising to Polish IT professionals. Actually, that one has not been answered just yet.
Okay, and you can see the status. It'll tell you if it's been answered.
Here you go. Harm that credit cards do to college students.
Harm that credit cards do for college students. So I'm going to click on that hyperlink.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the price. What's the price mean over there?
The price means is what that person who asked the question was willing to pay in order to get the answer. So once somebody answered their question, they would pay that person the $5. Surprisingly enough, if you go through it, you'll notice it doesn't really matter how much you pay. It's just really the quality of the question that you ask. The better your question you ask, the more chances it'll get paid. It'll get answered.
All right, so here's the question. What are the effects that harm college students with credit card usage? Anything on how... It harms college students. How credit card companies market college students while attending the schools to get them to sign up. Is this legal? Any ideas for public service announcements?
Now, if you go through, this one's already been answered. You can notice through here, it's already got what it does to students. It's got links that you can find out more information for. And it just keeps going. And how credit companies market to students, things to look out for, how things are not illegal, but the rules are changing. And there's just so much information on here. You can create a book or something out of it as a free report or as a manual that you want to give out to parents to be able to have the kids more informed. Because when you go to college, I know when I went, every couple steps, there was a table there with somebody handing out gifts for if you get a credit card. I don't know about you, but I don't like being in debt.
Yeah.
Okay, bad debt anyway.
No, that's great. Do you think this stuff is copywritten?
I don't believe this stuff is copywritten. And besides, I wouldn't submit just the way it is. I would want to change it into something that's easily readable by people.
But look at all the work that's been done. The researcher has taken time to go out there and search the internet, to compile, to organize, to type, to have the correct spelling, to put it in paragraphs, and create almost a report for that $5. All the hard work's been done.
Yeah, personally, I change it around a little bit, but yes, you are right. It is pretty good. It's pretty well done, just the way it is.
It is incredible. All right, let's move on. So
okay.
Basically, we can find answers to anything we want to
know
here.
Anything
you want. If it's not already listed, we could sign up and ask the question through Google Answers.
Yeah, the minimum is $2 to pay.
I'll give you an example real quick before we get off the subject.
Go ahead.
Since you told me about it on our first interview, I went ahead and signed up.
Mm-hmm.
My father manufactures a windscreen for a Cadillac Elante. A Cadillac Elante is a convertible Cadillac,
okay.
And the top goes down, and when driving with the top down, it's real windy. And he owned one and manufactured and created this windscreen that blocks the wind from blowing in the cockpit while you're driving.
Okay.
And he sells them to Cadillac Elante owners all over the country. And then he wants to create a tonneau cover, which is basically a car cover like the old MGs used to have. And we're looking for a double-sided sticky tape that can be sewn onto a leather fabric and then stuck to the car. It will adhere to the paint of the car, but you could pull it off without damaging the paint, and it can be reusable. So I posted that question on Google Answers. I put a price of $30 because, let me tell you, if we can find this stuff, we solved the problem to making these tonneau covers and selling them. And we got the most incredible answer back from our researcher. It gave us like 10 different links of all different tape manufacturers. It was almost a little too extensive. It didn't quite answer the question, so with Google Answers, you can go back and make a clarification before you pay.
Yep.
So we went back, made a clarification, and said, well, we're specifically looking for this. Then she did some more research. You're able to have an open dialogue with the researcher, so you don't pay until you get the exact answer you want. I don't have time searching all over the Internet for this tape, so for $30, it's been done.
You're already a success story, basically.
And I'll tell you one more quick one. I posted a post on there, and I said, I'm looking for a source of yellow page phone book where I could view online all the printed yellow page ads in the country. So it's like being at a library, having every phone book in the country in front of you. You can look at the yellow page ads as far as samples of successful ads. And so I've got someone working on that for $20. And they haven't found it yet, but they're in the process of looking.
Wow, that's good.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be very cool.
If I do find the source, I'll share it with all my listeners.
You better.
And you can do the same.
All right.
All right, let's move on.
Now, the next part is that one of the great ideas to be able to find ideas is through newsletters and e-zines, because there are so many subscribers to these e-zines and these newsletters that they're always asking the author questions that they need to know about whatever it is that the e-zine or newsletter is. So you can go in and ask the editor or writer, whatever you want to call him, and ask him or her, what questions do your subscribers ask you most frequently? And then from that, you can create your own ebook.
So what's this website?
This website is e-zine Universe. It's an email newsletter directory. It covers, well, for the most part, well, this one actually has 7,875 e-zines listed right now. Okay, so you can go through it and either you put in a keyword or you search through each one.
For anyone who doesn't know what an e-zine is basically...
it's an electronic digital newsletter that's sent to you through your email. It's just like a newsletter. Instead of in print, they send it right to your email so you can read off your computer. So let's try business and economy. So now we get in there and we can see all the different listings. There's 538 different business. For marketing alone, there's 687
wow.
of those.
Okay, let's click on marketing and see what's there.
Yeah. So now we've got in here the Internet Public Relations discussion list, the Networking Gazette, banner tips, and the list goes on and on. Let's go down a little bit. You can see a fifth one down called the Marketing Experiments Journal.
Have you heard of this one?
I haven't seen it yet, but if you click onto it, take you right to the link to be able to subscribe to it. No, actually, they changed their link. You got to go to their homepage. But the real interesting part is...
for more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
That you get many times, you get to see, as in this one is, this has a circulation, which is 5,000 people.
Where do you see the circulation?
Okay, right under where it says marketing stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
It says 5,000 people are subscribed to this particular e-zine.
Okay.
Now, Mike, how much usually it costs you if you're going to go to a mailing list and get names? The minimum is about 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right here is where you can also test out. Let's say you created a product with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do a joint venture or partner up with them and mail out your product to these 5,000 people. And there's your test.
So these are the owners of this e-zine, right?
Correct.
This is really incredible. Is this the site for e-zines, ezineuniverse.com?
This isn't the site. This is one of the tops.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
There is no real V site.
Now, tell me, you were talking about with these e-zines, you could post a question to the e-zine publisher or owner of what their most commonly asked questions are?
Correct. Yeah, you just go in there, ask them, get their regular email address.
Yeah.
And ask them, hey, I'm a marketer. I'm looking to create an ebook. I love what you've done with your website. I'm sure you have a lot of questions. Maybe we can partner up, and I can create the ebook. We offer it to your, because that's my first ebook that I ever did was with Jim Straw.
Okay.
And the way I created it was I had access to his newsletter. I was always reading it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions that I noticed everyone was always asking was, how do I find finder's keys on the internet?
Right.
Jim wasn't a great computer guy, but he knew about finder's keys.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? Let me create the ebook. I offered it to him to sell it to his newsletter subscribers. He accepted, and it's been very successful. I've been very happy with it.
That's correct. And you also have a joint venture manual that you sell on your site that has a couple form letters that you could just copy and send to these e-zine people for joint ventures, right?
Oh, definitely. That joint venture manual has got everything you need to be able to create partnerships with e-zine subscribers or even website owners.
All right, that's incredible. I actually, Lewis, just sent a guy a link to your joint venture sales letter because he was interested in buying some tapes from me, and I was telling him about your joint venture thing, so he's going to read the letter and possibly may want to buy one. We'll work something out.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay. Hey, this is incredible. I can't wait to get back and check this stuff out. This is really, really, really good.
All right.
Okay. What's next?
Let's go to the next one. The next one's another directory of e-zines. It's called freezineweb.com. Okay. Now, this one here, go down a bit, you see the directory of e-zines. There's a whole bunch of other stuff in here as well, but
we're
going to focus on this part here.
All right. So scroll down.
Scroll down a bit to where it says directory of e-zines.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So let's try one. Let's click on business.
Okay.
Seems to be our theme.
All right.
All right. Now, this is all the different directories that are listed under business. You have advertising, affiliate programs, joint ventures, marketing, multi-level marketing, patents, all this different stuff.
Right.
Let's click on business again.
Okay.
Click on the theme. Now, these are all the e-zines that are listed in here.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few numbers. I mean, these will keep you busy.
Oh, yeah.
So let's try just the first one, Forward to Online Success Tips and Gems.
Okay.
Now, what does this look like? Doesn't this look similar to what you can get from the SRDS manual?
Yeah, it sure does.
Okay. So now here you get to find out what it is exactly that the e-zine is, the keywords, how often it's published, twice a week, which is about right. I mean, if you get an e-zine that's posting to their subscribers daily,
mm-hmm.
it can get a little bit bogged down and people aren't going to pay as much attention to your message.
Right.
This one here has over 2,000 subscribers. That's a nice size.
Yeah.
Some of the ones you see on here have 50,000 plus.
Right.
Okay. You have there the email contact, and now you see here below it says they have free ads to new subscribers.
Oh, man.
They have ad swapping available. Okay. You can pay for ads.
Mm-hmm.
But they have an average of about 10 ads per issue. So you may be fighting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
An idea that you might want is to be able to join venture or get a personal endorsement from that marketer.
Right.
Now, granted, you're probably not going to make as much money as if you would, you know, just buying an ad from them. But
you
have a lot more exposure and a lot more quality stuff.
Yeah. These guys got to come out with an e-zine twice a month, okay? Or this one's twice a week.
Yeah.
Look at that. They are looking for good content.
That's another thing, yes.
I mean, I could just sit there and email these people and say, you know, I'm looking to buy hard-to-find seminars. You may want to let your subscribers know if they need to make some quick cash on some old tapes they've got sitting around. You know, send them a link to my site.
And if you scroll down a little bit, it actually tells you right there, articles accepted, yes.
Wow.
And it tells you the article guidelines.
Wow, this is great. That's excellent. Excellent.
So, and all these links are all similar. Some will tell you subscriber amounts, some won't. Some people won't accept articles. But still, that doesn't change. The rules, you know, they don't matter.
And these are different from news groups, aren't they?
These are different from news groups, yes. I'm going to show you news groups in a little bit.
Okay.
These are e-zines that are sent to your email.
Okay.
Okay. News groups are different because news groups, you actually go to the website and you look through, it's almost like a tree or an outline of different questions and answers that people submit.
Right.
All right, so let's go to the next one.
All right.
All right. Now, you have your free, you have your e-zines. You've got the ideas that you want to create, and now you need to know maybe a little bit of form and structure. We'll get some ideas for what your e-zine, your e-book would look like. This here lists all different types of free e-books.
All right, what's the website called?
The free e-book is called free, excuse me, I'm sorry, it's called free-ebooks.net.
Free-ebooks.net, I'm there.
Okay.
All right.
So here we've got a whole list of them. It's got, you have fiction. Maybe you don't want to do a nonfiction book. Maybe you have a great idea for a story,
mm-hmm.
or a science fiction story or whatever. You can create your own book and sell it that way.
Okay.
But here we have business again. So let's try clicking on business.
Okay. Well, why would someone want to offer a free e-book?
Oh, well, that's one of the best, because people want free information.
Okay.
People want free information. You create a free article or free ebook, and you give it to them. At the end of your ebook, or even peppered through the ebook, you have links connecting back to your website,
mm-hmm.
links that offer more products that you either are an affiliate with, or you have a partnership with, or that you own 100%.
Right.
And it's just a great way to market your website.
Wow. Now, weren't you telling me about a letter that you also had in the joint venture of how you can approach the owners of the rights to these e-books and trade rights to different products? Like, I could approach this guy and say, would you be willing to license your e-book to me?
You could do that, yes. That you would just offer them, hey, I have created an e-book. I'd like to trade it with yours, so I'll give you the rights to my ebook, and you give me the rights to yours. So,
it's not a
competition, but it's more of an expansion for your resources. You have a new product that you can sell, and you can now offer new things to your subscribers.
Right, or not only that, I'm looking at this website also, not only as a way to see good ideas and how an ebook is created, because these are all free, and it's going to be something that we can emulate when we're creating our own ebooks,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking about creating and developing information products. These people have created a product. Here it is. You can buy the license. You can license, say, 100 copies of them, 100 copies from them, and say, I'd like the license, say, to take your ebook and print it out, and then I could have a printed product right there that I own the rights to.
Yep.
That's
and it'll have their information, so it's great advertising for them.
Oh, Lewis, this is wonderful.
Now, many of these ebooks, when you create an ebook, there are different options.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you'll notice as you look through here, there's different types. There's executable, which actually, they're almost like little programs in themselves.
Yep.
Or you can have it in Adobe PDF format.
Okay,
which PDF stands for Portable Document Format.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the difference, though. I don't suggest that you create, and I'm going to show you later ways that you can create your own ebook. I don't suggest you create an EXE ebook, a little executable program.
Okay.
The reason is because the way people send viruses through the internet many times is in executable programs.
Okay.
So people are getting a little wary about, you know, opening up those types of programs. They don't know what to expect.
For anyone who doesn't know what an EXE file executable program is, explain that.
An executable file is just where a program is stored. Whenever you click on your computer and you click on any one of the links inside your start menu bar, those are all executables. Those are all the programs that start up, so that way you can actually use your computer to do different things, be it a word processor or whatever.
Right.
Now, you can also send those as attachments through the internet, through your email, or download it off a website. However, many people do send viruses through them. So people tend to get a little bit scared and say, hey, I'm not going to open it, I don't know about this. And that's the last thing you want your readers to be thinking and going through their head.
Okay.
So the PDF format totally eliminates that because it does not allow viruses to be sent through it. Okay?
Okay, great.
So we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm here. I've clicked on the business, and I'm looking at business ebooks. We have added 11 new ebooks to our career category.
But there's a lot more than 11 here.
Okay.
Right now there's over 69.
There's 69. Should we look at one right now?
If you want to look on one, great.
Look at this one. Ask me about the crazy wife. Are you trying to develop your one-of-a-kind business opportunity? Are you an entrepreneur or a pioneer in your field, or a creative advertiser, copywriter, or writer? Are you an inventor or an artist whose success is largely dependent upon innovation and creative skills? If you answer yes at least once, then you need this independent work, which contains unknown yet info regarding creativity. This title takes you through 20 lessons that teach you unconventional ways to increase your creativity and stand tall above your competition. This work is updated every week, so when clicking the download link, you will be automatically taken to our latest version. So I'm going to click on that.
Okay, now when you do click on that, it'll take you to the guy's website.
Okay.
You're going to click a couple other links, and it'll take you to the actual download page.
Gotcha.
That has the EXE program.
I gotcha. All right, we won't do that, but basically these will link you and take you to the owner of the ebook site or place where you can download it.
Now, if you want to see what a PDF looks like, scroll down to number 9 or number 11.
Okay, I see it does say PDF. What customers want, PDF.
Okay, now you have two options.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best way would be for you to, if you want to look at the PDF, is to right-click on it with your mouse.
Mm-hmm. Right-click.
Okay, and then press the Save Target As or Save Link As.
Okay.
Because then that way it'll save it to your hard drive.
Okay.
If you click it directly, it'll either tell you it doesn't work or it'll take a while to load up your Adobe Acrobat.
Unless you have a cable modem.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So your best bet is to save it, otherwise it's going to really slow down your system.
Okay, well, someone can do that and take a look at what a PDF looks like. And if anyone doesn't have the software for Adobe, tell them where to go get the Adobe software. It's a free download, which will give you the ability to view a PDF file on your computer. And that's at what?
You can go to adobe.com.
Spell it?
Adobe.com.
Okay.
And then what you need to do is when you go there, go to www.adobe.com. And then what you're going to do is you're going to find a little icon there. You're going to see this big giant eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
Go down below it to where you see a button that says Get Acrobat Reader. Follow the links from there and you'll be able to download it.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Alright, this is incredible. Incredible for creating products and looking at samples of other ebooks.
That's right.
Alright, let's move on.
So now, let's say you've gotten your idea and even before you go looking through the newsletters, maybe you want to go the more traditional route and you want to actually see more traditional newsletters or mailing lists that are out there and find out, are a lot of people interested in the similar things that you're thinking about? One of the best ways to do that is the srds.com.
Okay.
This is our old trusted friend. Okay, now, Mike, why don't you tell them a little bit about the SRDS? I know this is one of your favorites.
All right. The SRDS is what I use for direct mail. Is this gives you the ability to search every single mailing list that is out there on the market. Now, the SRDS is the clearinghouse, the granddaddy of them all. Of if you were a business who wanted to rent a list, this is the one source that you could view over, I think, 10,000 different direct mail lists. So let's say you think of a product like these new mops coming out on the market. Any product, consumer product or business product or mailing list you can think of, you can go to this SRDS. It's going to cost you about $575 for a year membership, and it allows you to search for different mailing lists. So, for instance, Bill Myers is one of my favorite marketing teachers. He tells you, don't be stupid and try and come up with a product and then go find a market, because you're taking chances that way. You're going to be much better off finding a market and creating a product for that market. So, for instance, let's say we go on to SRDS and we want to work in a market that we enjoy. Let's say if you have a wife and she just had a baby, you'll understand what a huge market that is. People are, women are still getting pregnant. They're going to always be having babies. And let me tell you, when you have a baby, you spend money on all kinds of things. You spend money on formula, on diapers, on the crib, things that you absolutely have to spend money on. So let's say I've created a product, or let's say I've created an information product or an ebook that I've gotten the rights to print out, and I've got a hard copy ebook that shows women who have just had babies how to save 30% on diapers. You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, you'd be amazed when you have a kid how many diapers a baby goes through a day and how expensive it gets. Any woman with a baby would raise their hand and want to know that information, how to save 30% on diapers until your kid's out of diapers. That would be a great little product. Well, I could rent a mailing list of other companies who are already selling non-competing products to mothers who have babies. For instance, there may be a clothing company that has a mailing list of, say, 50,000 names every month of women who buy maternity clothes or who buy formula. There's so many lists. So I could approach that list manager who is managing the list and say, I'm interested in renting the list. I have a contact name. I have a price of how much I'm going to pay per name. I have how much, what the minimum order is. I have information on how much that person on the list has spent on that item. So if they've spent $100 on a case of formula, I know that this is a buyer of formula, and I have all the information on them. So I can rent that list, send out a sales letter to the list for my new report on how to save money on diapers, and have a lot better chance of succeeding than creating a product on my own and then finding a market. Does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense.
And it's an incredible research tool. Not only that, you can contact the list broker and say, okay, list broker, I would like to see how many other people have rented this list in the last year. So let's say, for example, the list is of buyers of infant formula. They'll send me an itemized list of what other companies are mailing to the list. So you'll see if it's a hot list or not based on who else is mailing to it.
That's right.
And it's just amazing. I mean, you can figure out a company's gross revenues. You can figure out the number of sales they're getting each month. You can also, with some research, figure out where they're advertising. You can have all the information on a company through a little research through directories like this.
Yep.
But you can go to SRDS and read more about it there, but that's a little bit of my two cents.
And definitely, I know for many people the SRDS can be a little expensive. One of the best resources to go find it is your public library. Go to the central branch. That's your best chance of finding it. And talk to the librarians there and ask her for the him or her for the SRDS manual.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what I do. This is how I get a free subscription every year. I sign up for the SRDS. I pay about $575. You're going to have access to the online version of the SRDS, the digital version, which is perfect for me because I'm in front of the computer. But they will also send you 6 issues. Every 2 months, they'll send you the big phone book of the updated list that come on the list. You get it. You place an ad up on eBay. You sell them each for about $150, $175 a piece, and you've got a free subscription for the year, and then you've made some money on the deal.
Yep, that's a great idea.
And that's all you got to do.
Always using your assets wisely.
That's right. All right, let's move on.
Okay, now, before we go on, now, one of the things, like I said, you got to create your own product, or if you can't create your own product, you buy the rights to it. Now, I don't know if you've noticed that there's many websites out there that sell you the rights to 1,000 different how-to reports.
I've seen that.
Okay. I don't know about you, but I personally think that a lot of them are either outdated or they're garbage, or they're just really not worth it because so many of the people have bought them that you're really competing against all these other people.
Okay.
And I don't like competition. I like being able to just totally turn the playing field over to my direction. Okay.
All right.
But now let's say you want to at least take a look at these reports. Okay. I've gone and I found you all those reports that they have on there, but now I've gotten to you for free.
How's that?
Okay. Let's go to the next website that we have here. Now, the website URL is a little long, but if you go to the
link below.
The link below that you're going to have, you'll be able to go right there.
Okay. Articles, easy, and ebooks. Click on this whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
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 Now, these are the two reports that they're free to steal.
Wow.
They have zero copyrights on them.
MakingProfit.com is the website.
MakingProfit.com. You have to go click on the free stuff button.
Free to steal?
If you're going to makingfreeprofit.com,
mm-hmm.
on the left-hand side, click on the free stuff button, and it'll get you to where we are.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, inside the how-to reports you have here, they're free to steal. You can do whatever you want with them.
Right.
Okay? These are thousands and thousands of reports.
How did you find this?
I'm just that good.
No. Okay. Do you know more about this website? Who put this thing up?
I don't know exactly who put it up. He also sells other of his products and things like that. But these are just all the reports that are in those deals that you can buy thousands of reports and sell.
Wow.
So why buy that crap when you can get it here for free?
Wow. That's incredible.
Now, this is great because also you have all these different resources to create your own product with.
Right.
You just take it, and these articles have definitely already been written.
Right.
For you to use.
Okay.
So, let's pick one.
All right.
You want marketing papers, hot reports?
Let's go marketing papers.
Marketing papers. Four.
All right.
But they have...
scientific advertising.
Yeah. The entire ebook right
there. Wow. This is great.
It's all right there for you. And
by Claude Hopkins. Here's the whole book.
And exactly. And you can offer this for free on your website.
Wow.
Because the copyright has expired on scientific advertising.
Wow. That's great.
Okay. And now let's go back to see one of the other ones. Let's check out the 743
how-tos. Okay.
So now in here, it's got 14 other directories of reports.
Right.
Click on the first one.
Okay.
Now, these are all the different reports. Granted, the titles aren't that big, and you have to click through them to actually see what they are.
Right.
But there's just so many options you have. The first one is being able to make money by watching television.
Wow. Gotcha.
It's a whole report right there.
Okay.
So these are all these different reports you have in there for any type of how to do, be it cleaning, be it creating your own business, be it how to get free stuff.
Why would people? I mean, these are copyright free.
It's a copyright free.
Okay, that's incredible.
Okay, and
that is a good one.
All right, so let's go to the next one. Definitely go through there. It's going to take you a while to search through all those.
Okay, yeah, I just opened up how to make 4,000 a day watching TV shows, and it is a report.
Yep.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, so now we were talking about news groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's one of the great ways. You go through the news groups, and you find out what are people complaining about. What are they asking questions about that they don't know? You go through there, and either you can do your own research, or many times, same thing as with Google Answers, people have already answered those questions. Now you can create a free report, because other people may have the same questions, but they don't know about these news groups.
All right.
So I'm giving you right now the top three that are out there.
These are news groups.
These are news groups.
Okay.
The first one is Google Groups.
Mm-hmm.
The website is groups.google.com.
Okay.
Now, Google, they bought out Deja News, which used to be another website that listed all the Usenet and all the news groups that were online and just bought them all to one page. Now, in here you have different topics. You have Alt, which is for any conceivable topic, Biz, which is for business, Comp for computer stuff, Humanities for fine art, literature, art, different things like this. And there are a whole bunch of different topics. Now, you can click on any one of them. Let's try business.
Okay.
Now, in here, you get a little bit more in-depth. You've got marketplace, entrepreneurs. That one seems to have a lot of activity in that one.
Right.
So let's try business.entrepreneurs. First column, it's down.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Okay, and now in here... granted, for a lot of it, it might really be more advertising than anything else. That's how a lot of them have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
But many times, people do ask questions in there as you go through.
Okay.
okay? So it's the same way that you would use the Google Answers or any of those others. Just go through them, and either that or your best option is type in the search terms about what it is that you want to create.
Okay.
If you have an idea like you had with baby products or diapers, type it in and see what you get.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it's more of a hit or miss many times, but this is a great resource to getting ideas for what people are thinking out there and what's available.
So it's a great source for finding what the market wants, for looking for questions that people are asking, because if you're going to create a product, you've got to create a product that people want. And the only way to know what people want is to find out what they want, and by finding out what questions they're asking, you're going to be right on. And that comes down to research.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now the next one here, which this one is a little bit more fine-tuned to really asking questions and getting things out there that people want to know about, which is messages.yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay, now here, this one has got a whole bunch of message boards, and Yahoo, for anybody out there who knows, it's one of the major communities that are out there, and next to Google, it was one of the biggest websites and portals available on the internet.
Is Google bigger now?
It's, what, than Google?
Yeah.
As far as a search engine, no. As far as an overall community, yes.
Okay.
Because that's not what Google is really about. But Yahoo is a huge community of people who have similar or different interests, but they all come to Yahoo to share and be able to connect with other people.
Okay.
For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
Okay, so let's try the first one, business and finance. The first category that's listed.
Okay, I'm there.
So now let's go down a little bit to where it says small business. Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of different, I mean, there's so much information for you to go through.
Right.
Small business.
All right.
Now look at all these different message boards that are available.
And also, at a glance, you're looking at topics, which is also in one, yeah, it's going to show you what people want to know. I mean, am I going to create a report on business opportunities, or am I going to create a report on running your own porn site? Running your own porn site has one post. Business opportunity has 2,413. Which one's my better market?
That's right.
Excellent.
Opportunity board.
Okay, so I'm going to click on that business opportunity board.
When you're going to start creating your ebook, one of the things is this, and on one of the future ones, we're going to cover exactly how to write an ebook and some forms and structures to put into it. But one of the things you got to know is that information overload is not the wave of the future. I've seen so many different, and some of the marketers that we know personally, they just fill up their books with just tons and tons of information.
Right.
And you're like weeding through it in order to find that one little bit, that one little nugget you need in order to jumpstart your business.
Right.
So if you have something to say and you're creating an ebook, write it down the way you would speak and get right to the point.
Okay.
If you need a story here and there to get your point across a little bit better, fine. But you don't have to go, you know, make a 300-page ebook in order to be able to put a decent price on it.
Right.
Okay. Now, so let's say you have a couple options to be able to do it. One of the best ways is if you have your own word processor, be it WordPerfect or Microsoft Word, you've already got tools built into it in order to create your own PDF document.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. So this next one that we're going to go to is actually, and you're going to have to go to the link that's on this audio because it's a little bit long, but it's located at the Adobe website.
Okay.
Okay, so now this has tutorials about creating PDF files with other applications.
Wow.
And it's got all the tools you need in there, because if you were to get the actual full version of Adobe's Acrobat, not the reader, the full version, it's about $300 to
$500.
Okay, and I don't know about you, but if I'm just starting out, I don't want to be paying that much.
Right.
So what you do here is you click on which type of program you have, Word, Excel, whatever.
Okay.
Click on one of them.
All right, I've got Microsoft Word.
All right, and now it teaches you right there how to create an Adobe PDF file.
Right.
and it just walks you through the whole, all the steps.
Okay, gotcha. That's great.
Okay?
That's great.
Now, let's say that may be a little bit complicated for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
The website is createpdf.adobe.com. Now, here is a service that Adobe put together that they'll create the document for you.
Really?
Yeah, you send them whatever format it's in, a Word document file, a WordPerfect file, whatever it's in, even just text.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll put it together for you and give it to you.
What do they charge for it?
Well, you can get the full subscription to make PDF files for either $9.99 a month or $99 a year, $100 a year.
That's it.
But they offer you your first 5 files for free.
Okay.
How many ebooks do you need to create in order to make a profit?
Exactly.
Okay, so try it out for free. Do your first 5 ebooks for free.
Mm-hmm.
And later, if you want, you can get the service.
Wonderful.
Or learn how to do it yourself for free with that other link I showed you.
Wow, Lewis, this is just incredible. I think that's the last one, but this is great. I mean, I can't wait to get off the phone and go through these and explore these sites a little bit more.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you could be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcasts. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Sinoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Sinoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Sinoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising advertising collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today. And he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. You know, if you're looking for a product that you could really hustle, something that you're learning from all the techniques in, you may want to check out another website I have. It's called idpen.com. That's I-D as in dog, pen.com. And what you're going to find out at idpen.com is one of my very first businesses. It's a business I started in my one-bedroom apartment when I had absolutely no money and I needed a product to sell. It's a pen that I manufacture right out of my house. I've been doing this for 10 years without any machinery or any equipment. I had a pen that I could manufacture for 17 cents and resell by the hundreds wholesale for $1.50 each. It's a product that has kept food on my table and kept the bills paid for 10 years, and it's an exciting opportunity that if you're looking for something to hustle, to use your copywriting skills or direct mail education, it may be something you want to go check out. So go head on over to idpen.com. There at the front page, you'll hear me do telemarketing. You can hear me get sales right on the front page. It's fascinating stuff, and I'd urge you, if you're looking for something to hustle, to go check it out. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.